I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, April 19th, 2020. To kick off our list of our listeners' top stories, at number 10, a Council Bluffs man has been charged with theft after allegedly taking more than $300 in merchandise. Just goes to show that crime doesn't necessarily stop just because there's a global pandemic. Moving right along, at number 9, local 3D printers are being put to use to produce face shields for EMTs and healthcare workers during the nationwide PPE shortage. That got started with Cowie Jenkins in Manning, who started printing headbands for those face shields, realized that our 3D printer didn't quite meet the specifications, but hooked up with the folks over at IKM Manning, who started producing those, and that has since spread to the Carroll Public Library, as well as Kemper and Carroll High. At number 8, authorities identified the victims of a March 31st helicopter crash in Audubon County. Neither of those victims were from here in the listening area. At number 7, a Coon Rapids man sentenced to probation on a drug possession charge. A 5-year sentence was suspended. Instead, the individual placed on probation for 3 years. Again, goes to show justice does not stop just because of a global pandemic. At number 6, the Calhoun County Sheriff, Scott Anderson, has been arrested and charged with domestic abuse. Anderson has pled not guilty to those charges, and he is up for re-election later this year. At number 5, Congressman Steve King has called for an investigation into potential beef market price manipulation. Beef consumption has increased by the American consumer, as well as meat prices, but the price for cattle has dropped dramatically. So an investigation being called there, not just from King, but from Senator Grassley as well. At number 4, Governor Reynolds has ordered increased mitigation measures in Northeast Iowa's RMCC-6 as COVID-19 cases surpassed 2,000 earlier this week. RMCC-6 includes more than 10 counties, again, in that northeast portion of Iowa. The measures include mandating physical distancing and banning any social gatherings outside of the immediate family. You can find more details about that. Got a few more COVID stories here coming up for you later on in the list. And the next one actually is a COVID story at number 3. So Iowa saw its largest daily increase last week and then again on Friday. The first one was 189 new cases, and then on Friday, nearly 200 new cases were added. More importantly, most of those from those two big case number dates have been linked to outbreaks at meat packaging plants. Does pull the food supply chain into a question. There's a good story, not necessarily on this list, but it's online from, but it's online at 1380kcim.com. It's a webinar from Landis Cooperative on the food supply chain and the issues farmers are facing now. At number 2, and our top stories, got some positive stories here for you. So at number 2, orders surge for a Sac City business after being featured on Good Morning America. That's Molly and You. They make do-yourself party mixes, bread mixes, things along those lines. They got featured on Good Morning America on the Deals and Steals with Tori Johnson, and their site crashed in like 6 seconds. Had, on an average day, about 40 orders per day prior to the pandemic, and then they had more than 10,000 in a single day after being featured. So it's good to see small businesses doing well in a tough time for a lot of businesses right now. And then our top story is from Wall Lake. An award-winning sauce maker temporarily suspended their operations last week to instead bottle hand sanitizer. That's Cookies Barbecue Sauce in Wall Lake. Talked with Speed Herrig, and when he found out, he immediately just said, hey, I'll bottle that for you, not a problem. And so just really showing you what small businesses can really do to benefit the nation in a time of need. So that does wrap up your Week in Review here on KCIM. Be sure to check out these stories and many more online at 1380kcim.com. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.